I don't want to be manipulated by other people or by my old nature or by the devil, but I also want to please God. And God cannot be God in my life if emotions are God in my life. God can't rule my life if my emotions rule my life. Jesus can't be Lord of my life if my emotions are my Lord of my life. If I make all my decisions simply based on how I feel, then I've made my feelings God.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Transformed. In these lessons, Rick uncovers key principles found in God's Word that will completely transform our lives from the inside out in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. Now, if you can improve in any of the areas I just mentioned, stay with us, because in just a few moments, we're going to let you know how you can have your very own Transformed Study Kit from Pastor Rick, which includes a 7-session DVD and workbook. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen. If you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called How to Deal with How You Feel.
Mark 12, 29 and 30, Jesus says this, "The most important commandment is this, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength." Do you hear the emotion in these words of Jesus? Jesus is saying, I don't want you to just kind of love me. I don't want you kind of love God. I want you to love God passionately with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. God wants an emotional relationship with you. He doesn't want a head knowledge. Yeah, I know Jesus. I know God. Blah, 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 blah. I want an emotional, passionate relationship that is full of feelings. Now, let me give you some facts about your emotions before we get into this. First, God has emotions. Many people don't realize this. God has feelings. God is an emotional God. God feels joy. He feels grief. He feels pain. He feels hatred towards sin. He has frustration with the people around him, just like you do. And God has emotions. The only reason you have emotions is because you're made in God's image. If God wasn't an emotional God, you wouldn't have any emotions. We just celebrated Valentine's Day. If God wasn't a God of love, there would be no love on this planet. God is love. God created romance. God created emotions, created feelings. So God is an emotional God. Number two, my ability to feel is a gift from God. Your emotions are a gift from God. Now, they may not always seem that way, but even the negative ones have a role in your life. Emotions are a great asset. They're the one thing that make you human. If you didn't have emotion, you'd be a robot. You wouldn't be a human being. It is your emotional ability that allows you to love and create and to be faithful and loyal and kind and generous and all of the emotions that are attached to the good things in life. One of the most astounding verses in the Bible is Genesis 1:26. God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness." And as I said, the only reason you have emotions is because God gave them to you and you were made in His image.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Again, that's the word DAILY to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
You know, the world is shouting for our attention. They're offering answers to our relationship struggles, solutions to our financial trouble, and explanations to our search for meaning. But the world's promises leave us empty and searching for more. God's Word contains the only answers that promise to transform your life from the inside out. That's why Pastor Rick has put together the Transformed Study Kit, which includes a leather-bound interactive workbook and a 7-session DVD. This powerful resource can be used independently or with a small group of friends to uncover key biblical principles that will completely transform your life in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. The Transformed Study Kit is yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word DAILY to 99000. Thanks so much for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
The only reason you have emotions is because God gave them to you and you were made in His image. Now, number three, there are two extremes that you need to avoid in dealing with emotions. And one is called emotionalism, and the other is called stoicism. Let me explain these to you. Emotionalism means all that matters is how I feel. Emotionalism is the extreme of saying the only thing that matters in life is how I feel. Doesn't matter what I think, doesn't matter what's right or wrong, doesn't matter what's popular or unpopular, good or bad. What only matters is do what you feel. And if it feels good, do it. And that extreme of emotionalism means everything I do in life is based on my emotions. They control my life, they dominate my life, they run my life, and I'm a very emotional person. Then stoicism is the exact opposite, and it basically says feelings aren't important at all. Feelings are not important at all. The only thing that matters is your intellect and your will, your volition and your intelligence. And so the Stoics said, you know, emotions are not a part of life. Feelings really don't matter. Now, it's really funny because Stoics often marry emotional people. And emotional people often marry Stoics. And typically, often in a marriage, you have one who's a stuffer and one who's a gusher. Okay, stuffers and gushers marry. Now, stuffers always get frustrated with gushers because they think they're too emotional. And gushers always get mad with stuffers because they think they're too uptight and closed down and shut down. Stuffers think you really shouldn't be sharing your emotions, and gushers think if you're not sharing your emotions, you're not being authentic. Okay. Actually, both of these are extreme positions. And the happy medium is where you really want to be. It's not emotionalism or stoicism. It's interesting. There are entire Christian denominations built on these two approaches to emotions. You probably know some Christians who have decided that it doesn't really matter how you feel. The only thing that matters is the truth of the Word of God. And they downplay emotion. They say, you know, that's like the caboose. The train can run with or without the emotion. It's not important. Well, that's not right. That's not right. God gave you your emotions for a reason. And God wants you to worship Him emotionally. He wants you to feel it. In fact, God complains in Scripture many times about you're just worshiping with your lips, but not with your emotion, not with your heart. You don't really feel it. And by the way, the word emotion isn't used that often in the Bible, because instead the Bible uses the word passions or affections, or the number one term for emotions is heart. Now, we still use that today. We just had Valentine's Day and we say, I give you my heart. And heart is a symbol of love and emotions. And even today, I say, I love you with all my heart. And of course, in the Bible, this is the metaphor that the mind represents the intellect and the heart represents the emotions. We now know that those are actually two different circuit systems in your brain, and that your emotions have an amazing system as well as your thoughts do. And some things you just react emotionally without even thinking about it. But some Christians, they just say emotions aren't important. Then there are other Christians who say emotions are all that matters. And when they come to church, they're looking for an emotion. And when they worship, they want an ocean of emotion. And they want a quiver in the liver. And if I haven't been enraptured in a moment of worship, then I haven't worshiped. Well, that's wrong too. And a lot of people are actually seeking an emotion, not seeking God when they worship. And it becomes an idol too. So you can make your mind an idol and make doctrine and theology and intellectual or an exercise of theology a god, or you can make your emotion and your experience a god. And both of those are wrong. Does that make sense? And so God gave you both a mind and an emotion, and they're both important to you. Now, number four, the Bible tells us that God gave us the book of Psalms in order to understand our emotions. And if you have a hard time with some emotions in your life, you need to spend a lot of time in the book of Psalms. Psalms has every emotion known to man in it, the good ones and the bad ones, the positive and the negative. You read some of those Psalms, you think, why is this chapter in the Bible? It's there to teach you about even those negative emotions. Because not all Psalms are about praise and thanksgiving. There are psalms of anger, there are psalms of complaining, there are songs of lament and sorrow, there are psalms of arguing with God. Every emotion known to man is in the Psalms, and God is saying, all of these are legitimate. I gave these things to you. So we're going to look today at how to deal with how you feel. But what I want to do this weekend is do two things. Talk to you about why the Bible says it's important to learn how to manage your emotions. And that's a skill, and you can get good at it. Most people are not good at managing their emotions. They're not good at it at all, but you can. And if you do, you will have enormous advantages over the other people in your life if you know how to manage your emotions. It's the key to peace of mind, it's the key to success, and a lot of other things. Let's look at God's word now and look at why first I need to learn to manage my emotions, and then get into how do you do it, okay? So quickly, four important reasons why you need to learn to deal with what you feel. Number one, because my feelings are often unreliable. My feelings are often unreliable. They can lead you in the wrong direction. How many times have you thought, I know this is the right thing to do. I just feel it in my gut. And you do it, and it doesn't work out. Every one of us have done that. Your gut is often wrong. Your intuition is often flawed. Your emotions often lead you down a blind alley. You can't depend on everything you feel. Now, last week I said, you don't have to believe everything you think, and you don't have to accept everything you feel, because not everything you feel is right, not everything you feel is authentic, and not everything you feel is reality. Some of the things you feel about yourself are flat out dead wrong. And some of the things you feel about other people are dead wrong. You say, I'm sure this is the right direction, but it's not. So you need to manage your emotions. Proverbs 14:12 says this. There's a way that seems, circle seems, there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death. So your emotions are not infallible. Just because you feel it doesn't make it true. Our feelings are often wrong, and they often guide us in the wrong direction. Number two, I have to learn to manage my emotion because I don't want to be manipulated. And if you don't control your emotions, they will control you, and you will be manipulated by your moods. And if you're always guided by your feelings rather than by what's right, by your commitments, by the truth, if you're always guided by feelings, other people are going to take advantage of you. They're going to. They're going to take advantage of you. In fact, salesmen and advertisers are trained in how to stir up your emotions because they know that if they can get you hooked emotionally, they're going to buy the product. And so the color of the packaging and the music in the commercial and the things that they say in the presentation are all designed to elicit emotional response. And if you make decisions like what you buy based on emotion, that's called impulse buying, you're going to buy stuff that you don't really need or want. Has anybody ever done this? Could I see your hands? Yeah, we all have. Why in the world did I buy that? Because the guy got my emotions, and oh, I need to buy that. I really need that. The Bible says in Proverbs 25:28, I love this, the New American Bible, like an open city with no defenses is the man with no check on his feelings. If you have no check on your feelings, you have no governor, you have no moderator, you have no manager on your feelings, he says, you're like a city with no defenses. Let me show you this verse in another translation here on the screen. New Living Translation says this, a person without self-control is as defenseless as a city with broken down walls. Not only are you defenseless against the manipulation of other people, but you are defenseless to the manipulation by your old nature. We talked about that last week. And your old nature knows your moods, and it just whips you around, and it puts a mood in your life, and all of a sudden, you don't want to do what you need to do, what's right to do, what's healthy to do, what's good to do, because you are being manipulated by a mood. Worst of all, Satan's favorite tool, listen to this, Satan's favorite tool in your life is negative emotions. It's his favorite tool. He will use fear to whip you around. He will use resentment and jealousy and envy to whip you around. He'll use bitterness and worry and anxiety. He'll use shame to beat you up. Satan's favorite tool is to whip you around with negative emotions. If you don't know how to manage your emotions, you are helpless against Satan. You don't want to be manipulated, so you want to learn the skill we're going to look at this weekend, because he wreaks so much havoc in our lives emotionally. 1 Peter 5:8 says this, be self-controlled and alert. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. If you don't have self-control, he will eat your lunch. That's what he's saying. Okay, number three. I need to manage my emotions because I want to please God. I don't want to just know that my feelings are unreliable, and I know that I don't want to be manipulated by other people or by my old nature or by the devil, but I also want to please God. And God cannot be God in my life if emotions are God in my life. God can't rule my life if my emotions rule my life. Jesus can't be Lord of my life if my emotions are my Lord of my life. If I make all my decisions simply based on how I feel, then I've made my feelings God. And then God can't be God. The Bible says in Romans 8, 6 to 8, to be controlled by human nature results in death, but to be controlled by the Spirit results in life and peace. And those who obey their old human nature cannot please God. Circle that. So you can't please God if your emotions dominate your life and they are running your life and your decisions are made based on how do I feel rather than what does God say. Finally, number four, the fourth reason I must manage my emotion is because I want to succeed in life. This is one of the number one predictors of success or failure in your life. Do you know how to manage your moods? Do you know how to deal with how you feel? Do you know how to control your emotions? If you don't learn how to do this, you will never be the success in life that God wants you to be or that you want to be. Study after study after study has shown that your EQ is more important than your IQ. That for success in business, emotional quotient is far more important than your intelligence quotient. Your IQ isn't nearly, a lot of people don't have a high IQ, very successful in life, but they've got good smarts in dealing with their emotions. They've got good smarts in dealing with how they feel, and as a result, they're people. They know how to get along with others. We've all known people who live by their emotions and waste their life. They get up in the morning and say, what do I feel like doing today? Well, not much. So they don't do it much. And if you only deal with how you feel and you just go based on what you're feeling, you're not going to succeed in life. You're not going to make much of your life. The Bible says in Proverbs 5:23, people get lost. He's talking about in life. People get lost and they die because of their foolishness and their lack of self-control. How many people do you know who ruined a reputation because of their lack of self-control? How many people do you know who ruined a job opportunity because of something that happened on a stupid one-night party? And foolishness and party, and then all of a sudden, boom, there, you know, everything happened from an unwanted pregnancy to all kinds of different things. People get lost. People die. That's the opposite of living, because of their foolishness and lack of self-control. Now, when you give your heart to Jesus, that includes your emotions. So when you say, I gave my heart to Jesus, you gave your emotions to him to be managed by him, because the heart is the seat of your emotions. And Jesus wants to be a Lord of how you feel, not just what you think and what you do. He wants to be Lord of your emotions. In fact, the Bible says this to believers, 1 Peter 4:2. From now on, you must live the rest of your lives, the rest of your earthly lives, controlled by God's will, not by human desires. What are human desires? It's your emotions. It's your affections. It's the way you feel. He says, for the rest of your life, now that you're a believer, your life is to be controlled by God's will, not by how you feel. So then how do I do that? Well, this is what I want to spend most of the time on this weekend. How do I manage an unmanageable or an unwieldy or an unwanted feeling? Well, you do three things. And let's get right into it. Number one, the first thing you got to do in dealing with an emotion is you must name it. You must name it. What does that mean? I've got to identify it. I've got to be specific. I've got to pinpoint exactly what it is. You can't manage a vague feeling.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime, or download the Pastor Rick's Daily Hope podcast to your smartphone or tablet so you can listen on the go anywhere you are. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. You know, the world is shouting for our attention with answers to our relationship struggles, solutions to our financial troubles, and explanations to our search for meaning. But the world's promises leave us empty and searching for more. God's Word contains the only answers that promise to transform your life from the inside out. That's why Pastor Rick has put together the Transform Study Kit, which includes a leather-bound interactive workbook and a 7-video session DVD. The video sessions can be used independently or with a small group of friends. This kit will help uncover key biblical principles that will completely transform your life in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. The Transform Study Kit is yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this amazing study tool, or you can call 800-600-5004. If you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word DAILY to 313131. Thanks so much for your support. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with some closing thoughts.
So many of you have written to encourage us here at Daily Hope. And not only me, but our entire staff are encouraged by your notes, your letters. And I'm so grateful for your trust in this ministry. It's your prayers and it's your support that help us tell people around the world about the hope of Jesus Christ. Now, one of the ways I can give back to you is through my free daily devotionals. You can sign up for them. If you're not getting them right now, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com and sign up to get the free Daily Hope devotionals. By the way, here's a letter from Holly, who reads the Daily Hope devotionals every day. And she says this, Pastor Rick, I've been receiving your daily devotionals for several weeks, and I've been overwhelmed by how positively my life has been impacted. My faith has been growing greatly these past couple of years, and now it is growing exponentially. People say they notice joy shining from me, and I know it's because my heart is being fed every day. And she writes, my story is one that I rarely tell, but as God has brought me through hell and now is showing me the why I went through it all, and it's beginning to make such perfect sense. She writes, I stand behind you, Pastor Rick, along with thousands of others, holding you up in prayer during those moments that maybe even you have second thoughts. Blessings 1,000-fold. Wow. Thank you, Holly. I mean, Holly, everybody needs encouragement, including me, and I especially need your prayers as much as you need encouragement and prayers from others and from God's Word. You know, I'm always so encouraged when I hear about how God is transforming lives. I love these stories. So tell me your story. You can email me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me. Tell me your story. And thanks for listening today to Daily Hope. Let's be on the lookout for how God is working in each of our lives.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.